You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy April 21st. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. Tallulah Bankhead and Edna Best were fallen angels in 1925 at London's Globe Theater. Noel Coward's comedy finds two wives getting drunk while trying to get even with their husbands. The Beautiful People opened at the Lyceum Theater in 1941. William Saroyan's comedy, about a woman who not only likes the packs of mice that live in her house, but think they spell her name out with flowers, runs for 15 weeks. Broadway legend Patti LuPone was born in 1949. She won Tony Awards for her performances in Evita and the 2008 revival of Gypsy. She also created memorable roles in Les Miserables, Sunset Boulevard, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, and War Paint, and revivals of Oliver, Anything Goes, and Sweeney Todd. She will shortly be seen on Broadway again as Joanne in Company. Tomorrow Is Today in 1977, when Annie opened at the Alvin Theater. Andrea McArdle starred as the young orphan whose hard-knock life turns from rags to riches when she meets tycoon Oliver Warbucks, played by Reed Shelton. The production garnered Tony Awards for Best Musical, as well as Best Actress for Dorothy Loudon as Miss Hannigan. Jess Butterworth's hit London drama Jerusalem, about the indelible inhabitants of a slice of rural England, opened in 2011 at the Music Box Theatre. Mark Rylance won a Tony Award for his performance as Johnny Rooster Byron, whose supply of drugs, tall tales, booze, and rock music draws young people to him. In 2013, Alan Cumming's one-man Macbeth opened at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Set in a psychiatric unit, Cumming plays a patient who is reliving the story of Macbeth, bringing to life over 15 characters in Shakespeare's bloody work. The Velocity of Autumn, starring Estelle Parsons as an artist who barricades herself in her Brooklyn brownstone in an early attempt at self-isolation, opened in 2014 for a 16-performance run at the Booth Theater, co-starring Steven Spinella. A musical adaptation of Dr. Zhivago opened in 2015 at the Broadway Theater for 24 performances. American Psycho opened in 2016 at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater, starring Benjamin Walker as bloodthirsty banker Patrick Bateman. And in 2019, Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus, opened at the Booth Theater. Starring Nathan Lane, Christine Nielsen, and Julie White, the Taylor Mack comedy earned 7 Tony Award nominations. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.